Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishman Sam Biyak Shom Leah Basitzchuk. We're holding up the Zohar Daf Kovches. The Gemara throughout this Daf and going into the next Daf, the Gemara brings the refuos of the Shas, the different medicines and different methods of medicines that come in Shas. The main part where this is brought down is the Gemara in Gittin, Perek Mishiochazoy. We'll go back and learn what we learned there in terms of how we treat the refuos that are brought down in Shas. So first, we have a Tosfos in Moichoton Daf Yud Aleph. The Tosfos, when he speaks about specifically the refuos of Shas, says Tosfos that a person should not rely on it, because Shema Nishtanu Kamoya Refuos Shebesas Sheino Tovis Zman Hazeh. Tosfos says don't use the refuos of Shas, because today it doesn't really work. Meaning, similar to what we saw earlier in our Masechta, that it is the Nishtanu Atvoyim, the world changed. So Tosfos tells us that by refuos also, the refuos of Chazal don't work today. The Chidah already points out that the Torah didn't say not that you have an Isser to do it, but then it says it's just not recommended to do it because it doesn't really work. But the Ma'aril in Likutim is brought down, they call it Refuas Ve'alichoshim Shebechol Talmud Osur Linasois Od Oysom. You're not allowed to do it. Shudeinu Odom Yechol Amod Elikor, and person doesn't really know how it works. Ve'chilo Lo Yalu Biyodom, when it doesn't function, Yilagu Ve'ilaglegu Aldi V'chachomim. People will come to make fun of Chacham, so just don't get close to it. In addition, the Yam Sheshloimoy, in Chulim Perek Chesim in Yud Beis, he says, Yesh Cherem HaKadmoinim, Shein Nisvach Refuos HaTalmud. There's a Cherem, a person should not try to come and utilize and use the Refuos of the Talmud. Why? Why you have the Cherem? Similar to what the Ma'aril says, Kedesh Sheloi Lo Tzi Laaz HaChachom HaKadmoinim, and people are not going to know, lo yodu sheshinu b'mekoymes, koshka bazmanim, which really combines together Tosfos and Ma'aril. People will make fun of Chacham, not knowing that there's some changes. Places change, times change. So, but he mentions this concept of cherem hakadmonim. So that's a generic discussion, is the refuah is something we can use today or not. Why do we even discuss it? So here we have l'chor tu mahalchim. We have the Marasho in Chidush HaGodes there in Gittin that have Samech Esamun Beis. The Marasho says, why do we have the refuos brought down in Gittin and brought down in Maseches Avodah Zarah? He quotes our Gemara. We learned, the Gemara tells us that in Maseches Brachos, that Chizkiyahu, he took the safer refuos and he was going as them. Why should people should not rely on refuos? So why is the Gemara even bringing the refuos in Shas? So it says, you have to write the refuos so people will not forget them. But he says there's an additional reason. I want to show you that the Gemara, the Talmud, is not missing any part. Any part of Chochmah Chitzonis, any type of Chochmah you're looking in the world, you'll find it here in the Gemara. And people should not think that the Chachmah Talmud did not know refuah, did not know medicine. So, according to the Marasho, and we're using what we saw before, even though the refuahs don't work today, or we're not going to use them today, but you see the Chachamim knew refuah. But al pi the Maharal, it seems to say a little different. Because the Maharal's Mahalach throughout Shas, as always, that we don't take what Chazal speak, when they speak about things that have to do with Teva, with nature, with science, we don't take it literally. And the Maharal's Yisoid is that the Gemara is not a science book. The Gemara is not a medicine book. The Gemara is not coming to tell you things that we know them from other sources. The Gemara is talking about the Oimek HaTorah. The Gemara is speaking about the Ruchnius, the spiritual aspect of Torah. And wherever the Gemara is discussing science, talking about the sun, about the moon, talking about the world, or even when the Gemara is talking about numbers, we speak about a reference, a historical reference, the Gemara is not telling us the details that actually happen in the world, because that's not what we care about when we learn Gemara. What we care about when we learn Gemara is the spiritual aspect of each thing. Talk about the concepts that come out from the events or the discussions the Chazal is talking about. And after according to the Maharal doesn't say that we're going to refuse directly, but Mashra, based on what he says in other places, the same thing over here, we're not talking about the actual maisim that you're doing. We're not talking about the actual medicine. There's concepts over here that are hidden behind the words of Chazal that teach us things that are deep. And this may be the deeper explanation of the Ma'aril and Yamshe Shloimer that we say, don't use it today, you don't know how to use it, things change. Because it's not the actual mice you have to do, there's the deeper meaning that's underneath the surface. And maybe one can add that this the difference in a community between the Maharsho and the Ma'aral may be what level of Gdusha does these Gemaras have? According to the Maharshal, Efsher, that really this is considered to be Refuah. This is not an actual Gemara, but it's coming to show you the Chochmah of Chazal, so he merely has a Tzoyich. But the actual learning of this Gemara is not, doesn't have the same level of Limud that we have in other Gemaras. But according to the Maharal, the heavy thing the Chazal tell us is not what appears in our eyes, but it's something beneath the surface. There's Oymik Lefim Oymik. Efsher, that we mean this Gemara is also considered to be like any other Gemara, even though the Parsha Pshat is talking about technical Refuah things, but underneath that, there's something that has to do with the conceptual ideas of Chazal. Maybe an Efsher Loimel this, al derech Efsher only. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove email list to what's to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.